but we've got to have an attitude of gratitude. And you know, a lot of times in the mountains, you've got two or three, maybe a dozen, maybe more climbers, depending on the size of the expedition and so on. And if they don't get along, if they don't care for one another, if they don't serve one another, if they don't realize they're in this thing together and have an attitude of gratitude and express that to one another, things begin to fall apart. And have you noticed how in your family, perhaps, in your marriage, in your congregation, in your workplace and so on, people haven't had an attitude of gratitude? Maybe that's you. Maybe you've been a complainer, just like the children of Israel coming out of Egypt. Do you know that a complaining spirit can absolutely just steal the joy right out of a mountaineering expedition? In fact, not only steal the joy, it can actually expose you to greater harm. And that's the problem in the body of Christ. Oftentimes people become very selfish, very self-centered, and they don't realize they're part of one body pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And this matter of mountaineering and climbing, you've got to have patience. I mean, real patience, because you don't always feel like going on. In fact, oftentimes you don't feel like going on, and I'm sure you can relate to that in your spiritual life. Sometimes you just want to give up and quit. Things aren't going your way. The people are complaining. Things just aren't working out the way you thought that they would, and your faith is being tested. Well, the scripture says that through patience, God does his perfect work in our lives. And I guarantee you that no climber ever reached a summit without patience and a huge dose of it. And then the Bible also says that we have the hope of glory. The hope of glory is through Jesus Christ. That ultimately is the summit, you see, to be at one with him, and then ultimately to be received into his glory in the fullness of time. And so I want you to know that even as we anticipate in the next segment of the program, Ed Veaster's joining us, and he has just called us. We'll bring him in just a few moments. I want you to know that God has a purpose for you. And Ed Veaster's is here to translate the matter of mountaineering into life's experiences. I have before me, just so you know what's coming, I have three books in front of me. His latest, called The Will to Climb, and then No Shortcuts to the Top. And by the way, that's true with the Lord, too. There are no shortcuts to the top. A lot of people want to take shortcuts in their lives, and they think they're going to get God's blessing and best in their lives by taking shortcuts. It doesn't work that way. And then also K2, Life and Death on the World's Most Dangerous Mountain. Much, much, my friends. Please stay tuned. And if you're not able to stay tuned to the terrestrial radio, pick us up on our website, saveus.org. That's www.saveus.org, where you can listen to this program any time of the day or night, anywhere in the world. Now, I want to...
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and guests and are not necessarily those of the Information Radio Network, its affiliates, stations, or advertisers.
Will not close that up, contrary to their demands. So what you see is happening at two levels.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're also going to be your views as well, because it's Open Line Wednesday. And if you have anything you'd like to talk about, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and would like to know what you're thinking about, what you're concerned about, what you think is going on in the world today. And I will tell you what's going on in the world today. There's an organized, orchestrated effort to destroy the economy of this country, to impoverish our people, to plunge us into more wars. Ultimately, their goal is to destroy America. And I'm not talking about the communists or the Marxists or the Muslims or all these other groups, of course, that were supposed to be the enemy. There is a small, well-organized group of very wealthy people, with a massive number of people, all associated with the occult organizations, working in this country because they want to destroy it. And they want to destroy Christianity, and they want to destroy our monetary system, and they're well on the way to doing it. Basically, we have a socialist system here. In fact, it was many years ago, the head of the Communist Party said, there is more socialism in America than there is in Russia. And that's absolutely true. We have more socialist programs today. And of course, the trouble with socialist programs, certainly they're wonderful as far as increasing the power of the ruling elite, because that's what socialism is really all about. You think that this has to do with taking away the wealth of the wealthy to give to the poor? No, ladies and gentlemen, it's a vehicle by which you concentrate power in the hands of the wealthy, and they buy up the politicians, and they direct the course of our nation. But what today America is spending, every dollar it spends, 43 cents of that has to be borrowed. How long can you continue funding a nation when you're borrowing 42 or 43 cents of every dollar you spend? Do you honestly think this is sustainable? It's not, and because that's a real problem. They know it's not sustainable. They know the whole system's going to come crashing down. We basically have made the promise. We've taken money from the elderly or from the working man for a Social Security system. But they did not invest that money. They simply spent it on wars. They spent it on giveaways. They spent it to buy the votes of the people. And, of course, the whole idea of anybody who can take from Peter to pay Paul can always pay on Paul's, depend upon Paul's vote. But if you give money to both Peter and Paul, everybody will support you. And that's exactly what they've been doing. And they've promised us, of course, when we get to be 65, we can retire and we can live comfortably forever after. The only trouble is no fund there. We have 56 million people on Social Security now, another 75 to 79 in the process of retiring. They'll be retired within the next 20 years. And we've promised to give them a pension. We've promised to pay for their health care costs through Medicare. We've promised, certainly, people unemployment benefits. We've promised food stamps, and there's no money. What's going to happen? The whole thing is coming down. Right now they have what they call a super Congress, and they're going to start making drastic cuts. And you think that things are bad now with the Occupy Wall Street? You just wait. Give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's Open Lines. And so if you're out there, we'd love to hear from you. But basically, people don't understand that we are facing an impossible situation.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
4295, and we're simply asking the question, why do we need 550,000 men in Afghanistan to fight 50 members of Al-Qaeda? Maybe you can explain that to me. I'd certainly like to know your explanation. That's 300,000 Afghan troops, 90,000 American troops, 96,000 American troops, 100,000 contractors we have to pay, and 46,000 NATO troops. Why do we need almost 550,000 people over there to fight 50 members of Al-Qaeda? If any of you would like to give me an explanation, I'd certainly love to hear it, because I can give you an explanation, but of course I'd like to know what you think about that. Why do you need 550,000 people? You're paying them salaries, you're feeding them, and there are 50 vicious members of Al-Qaeda over there, and those were our troops are there for. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, but where is this whole thing going to end up? Europe is bankrupt. Basically, Greece is facing the same problem we are. They are certainly spending more money than they're taking in. They have a massive debt. So does Portugal. So does Spain. So does Ireland. So does Belgium. So does Italy. And, of course, France is not far behind. We've got, of course, John on the line from Spokane. John, do you have a question or comment you'd like to make?
I have a question for you.
All right, fine.
Okay, I've been hearing about this emergency broadcast test that's coming up on
right.
November 9th.
Right.
Okay. Do you think there's some significance with them choosing that date? Because you talk about a lot of, in terms of they're into the occult and numerology and symbols and what have you. And the number is 11-9-11 as far as the date. Do you think there might be something else that's going on during that time?
You know, I've had the same question. I don't know, but I would say we're just going to have to wait and see. But I will tell you, they are into numerology. And basically, have you ever seen so many advertisements for the emergency broadcast? They've been putting emergency broadcasts on ever since I can remember. Why so much focusing on this? wide night after night after night. We see this nice man coming on and saying, it's just a test. It's just a test. It's just a test. They're up to something, and I'm not sure what it is. I think we're just going to have to wait and see. Your guess is as good as mine, but believe me, they are into numerology. And they will actually use these specific dates over and over again. You remember, Chris, the attack on the World Trade Center on 9/11, and it was not simply by accident that George Bush had given his first speech, Herbert Walker Bush's first speech, New World Order, just exactly 11 years to the day beforehand. That was in 1990s. I remember September 11, 1990. They love these numbers. So anyway, your guess is as good as mine, but I think it's very astute that you ask about it. Anything else you'd like to talk about?
Okay, well, in connection with that, I've heard about that normally the test is a one-minute test, and this one's a three-minute test.
Right.
And then Alex Jones a while back has brought up the fact that they've been building Internet 2, where everything will automatically channel through either the Department of Defense or NSA, I can't remember. And so I'm wondering if on 9/11 is when they're going to do that 3 minutes, if that's when they're going to go and shut it all down and then reboot it on the new system.
Anything is possible. You could be right. I just don't know. John, we're going to have to wait and see. I think all of these are provocative questions. But remember, there is an elite who run this country. They have a plan. They control, certainly, through their extensive network, they control the media, they control the army, they control the banks, they control the corporations, they control the leaders of both political parties, our educational system, our great tax exam foundations, and they're up to no good. Their dedication is not to America, but to its destruction, and they're dedicated to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, to destroying Christianity, to bring in a new, certainly new, religion, and of course to install a world leader. But what all the intricacies, we're just going to have to watch them and marvel and realize, of course, that these people have so much power, but our Lord is far more powerful. That's the only consolation I can offer you, because although if I didn't believe that God has a hand in what's going on, I'd be scared to death.
Yep. One last question.
Okay.
So now, well, you were talking at the beginning a little bit about what's going on in Greece. Let's say the people in Greece follow Iceland's lead, and they vote down.
Right.
The question is, will there be a cascading effect throughout Europe, the other communities that are about to default on their debt, because the impression I get from you, Bob Chapman, and some of the other ones is that the people in Germany don't want this. The people everywhere don't want this.
Right.
Governments do. So could this start a chain reaction?
Yes, it certainly could. And basically, of course, what will happen if the Greek people say, we're not going to go along with this, there's even been a talk about a military coup over in Greece. In fact, they're talking about replacing the military leaders because the military leaders don't want to go along with this. And so basically, this could lead, of course, to simply Greece dropping out of the European currency and hopefully dropping out of the European Union. The globalists don't want that. They'll go to any length at all. In fact, what they're suggesting, as you know, is that Greece would take a 50% reduction. They'd pay off 50% of their debt, and the other 50%, the banks would voluntarily give up. The banks don't want to voluntarily give it up, because remember, the IMF and the governments over in Europe, the European Central Bank, Germany and France, hold the other 50% of Greek debt. They're not going to write off their 50%, so the banks are saying, why should we write it off? Or let them go ahead and default, and then, of course, we can simply collect on the insurance we have. Well, the insurance is what American banks were talking about. a J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, suddenly Goldman Sachs, they all have written insurance policies on the Greek debt that it'll be repaid. But where's the money coming from? And basically, they don't have any funds set aside for that. That is why they want to call this a voluntary, that the banks voluntarily are going to take a 50% haircut. And the banks are saying, we don't want to do that. And Greece is saying, we don't want to do this. This is all being superimposed from above. And either the banks say we're not going to go along with it, or simply the, I'm talking about the European banks now, or simply the Greeks don't go along with this. This whole House of Cards could come tumbling down. Greece could go into default, drop out, and because Greece does that, why Portugal and Spain and Italy won't be far behind. And if they go, France will go as well. I'm going to have to let you go because we got a full board. But we're on the edge of exciting times. We're just going to have to watch it unfold. But if you understand that behind all of this are the powerful spiritual forces that want to destroy contemporary civilization, then it all begins to make sense. Okay?
Thank you.
God bless. Let's go to Jeff, who's calling us right now from Michigan. Hi, Jeff. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah. How you doing, Dr. Stan?
Doing just great.
Actually, I had both. First a comment and then a question.
Go right ahead. Okay.
And you kind of led into it there, talking about the spiritual side of what's going on. And a lot of people talk about the pre-tribulational rapture as the next event on the prophetic calendar. So I wanted to revisit that a little bit. And I hear you say often that you are not convinced that we're going to be taken out before things get a little hairy on here on the earth here, and with the Antichrist and everything else. And they're speeding towards a conclusion. And so I know you're not just saying that, you know, off the top of your head. I'm sure you've done study, and there's something in the Bible that convinces you that this is true. There's a couple things that convince me. One is that the it talks about saints being in the tribulation, and
right.
I believe they're members of Christ's body and therefore of the church. So by definition, the church must be present. And then
let me just put our telephone number out, and then we'll let you go on. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we had a couple of people on the lines, and they must have got tired of waiting or something, so they'd like to call in. We got a couple of lines open. Go ahead, because Jeff is asking about the pre-tribulation rapture. This is being preached in the churches to neutralize the Christians who are saying, well, things are really going to be bad after we're taken out, but Christians are not going to have to suffer. And I would say, where in the Bible does it tell us we're not going to have to suffer?
And I agree, and they call it the blessed hope, okay? And that comes from a verse that talks about the glorious appearing of the Lord Jesus. The blessed hope is the glorious appearing. And I would just like to point out that the pre-tribulational rapture theory does not include an appearing of Christ. It's only the secret rapture, and so I'd like to point that out. But what is it in the Bible that convinces you? Is it just an absence of the teaching that convinces you?
It's the fact that people a lot smarter than I am. Walter Martin was the Bible answer man, a brilliant theologian, and he used to be on the radio all the time, and I remember him saying so clearly, he said, I've studied the Bible all of my life, and I find nothing in the scriptures that convince me that the pre-tribulation, there's going to be pre-tribulation rapture, but I pray that I'm wrong. Well, I think if he can't find it, I certainly not going to find it. I think it is being preached to neutralize the church. Hang on, we'll be right back. Go right ahead. I do not believe that this is scriptural. It may happen. I hope and pray it does. But I certainly would not want to neutralize the Christians who I think should be involved.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
And Nelson, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, hey, Dr. Stan, I'm a big fan. You've had an amazing influence on many of my career and life choices, so I'd like to thank you for all you do.
Well, you're more than welcome, and the fact that we can hopefully direct you towards the Lord, if we're doing that, then we've accomplished what it's really all about. I mean, I enjoy talking about what's Amen. Going on and trying to educate people and get them to be prepared, but in the final analysis, our job is to bring people into a personal relationship with the Lord, and that's the real goal of my ministry. But Amen. It's a little different than most and, ministries, so anyway, go right ahead.
Well, that's kind of what I would like to bring up, is you are we're looking for, and I heard you mention a couple weeks ago on one of your programs, I'm sure you've done it many other times, but you would like to, you're looking for a pastor that understands what, you know, that will speak out, speak truth from the pulpit,
and speak not only, you know, God's word, and is not afraid to speak out against the against torture and the things that happen in politics or in government, that it, what it does that is so against everything God is for. So I don't know. I've called up and mentioned him before to your wife, and I think that if anybody's in the Seattle area,
yeah,
in Western Washington, it's Dr. Phil Fernandez. I think you might. I've talked to him about it, and he would love to be on your program.
Well, if you could simply just call our 800 number and give me his telephone number, well, we'd be glad to invite him on, because we have Pastor Billy Crone on very frequently.
Right.
But I certainly would have no aversion at all to having somebody else who's willing to speak out upon the issues that face us today. What we need are men, ministers who are willing to speak out. And Sydney, you call our 800 number, give them the number, and we'll get in touch with them. How's that?
Sounds good. And he's got an institute. He created a Biblical Defense Institute, and he's got several sermons on the place on God and government.
Well,
I think it's... He used to have a radio. He had Will Grigg on his radio program. So I think he's someone that listeners should look into, and I'll try to give.
All right. Well, I appreciate so much your calling, Nelson. Please put me in touch with him, and we would love to have people on. Remember, the one reason our programs are different is we have some guests who come on very regularly, but they have something worthwhile to say. And certainly we have some people, we just have them one time, but sometimes we find somebody who really is so erudite and so really, of course, has thought things through, and so we love to have them on a regular basis. And you know, if you listen to our programs, which I do 5 hours a day, we have sometimes people on over and over again, each time with a different subject. But of course, we have William Grigg, as you know, on every Friday evening.
Friday,
the last program, because William always has something worthwhile to say. And
well, Chris, your guests are fantastic. Your guests are great.
Everybody, he's really sitting in. He writes, as you know, he's writing our newsletter for us and doing a wonderful job. And in fact, we just finished up the latest newsletter, and it'll be going out hopefully in a few days. But people have to understand we're entering into very, very difficult times. But there's nothing new under the sun. What we're seeing today is a replay of what's happened over and over again in the past. Hey, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you're out there in the listening audience, we'd love to hear from you. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Nelson, anything else you'd like to say?
Just encourage your listeners to look up Dr. Phil Fernandez. He's got a lot in sermons and defense of the Bible, defense of God's existence.
And whereabouts is his church?
He's on the Olympic Peninsula. He's in Puget Sound area.
Okay, fine. That's beautiful.
Kind of near Seattle, not too far from Seattle.
Is that up by Port Townsend, Port Angeles? Is it further south?
Sort of. East over Silverdale, sort of toward Port Angeles. It's not really close to Port Angeles. It's more Bremerton.
Well, that's beautiful area up there. And you're very, very blessed to live there. Is it getting a little cold and chilly?
It's raining today. It's a bit chilly, yeah. But we've been blessed with nice weather for the most part. So.
All right, fine. Well, thank you so much, Nelson. You be sure to get that telephone number to me. We'd be glad to talk to him.
All right, thank you. Good luck.
Good night. God bless. Okay, once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call, and we'd love to get your views out. We're living in the most dangerous times in our nation's history. It's wonderful to know the Lord.
While the storm clouds gather, far across the sea.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
But look and see what's happening, say, in Japan today. Then the Japanese are not having very many children. Now, part of this is because we're poisoning them so they can't reproduce. We're destroying the fertility with all the medicines and certainly many food additives, things of that sort. But, of course, their population is right now going to fall, I think, within about the next 60 years to about half of what it is now. And there are going to be more people retired than there are working. Who is going to support the people who are retired when, of course, there are not that many people still working? Look at what's happening in China. They have a one-child policy. Well, it works pretty well so far. They've actually been able to abort about 400 million children, abort 400 million children and suddenly keep maybe not quite that many, but from having at least prevented the birth of 400 million children. Well, what's going to happen a generation from now? You're going to have two people retired for every one person who's out there working. And, of course, if it's a man and a wife and suddenly both not going to be working with one child per family, why, of course, you're going to have less than one person working for every two people retired. What happens to society at that point? But to see these very, very smart people who think they know so much more than God, they have never really thought about where this is all going to end up. And that's the real problem. And, of course, here we're going to have the same problem in America. It may take a little bit longer, but as they're doing everything they can to to actually prevent reproduction. Right now, of course, supposedly we're having a 2.1 children per family. But if you look at it more closely, the white population is only having 1.67 children per family. And, of course, the reason that we have 2.1 children is because the blacks reproducing, the Hispanics reproducing, and, of course, the Muslims reproducing. But it's not the white population. The white population is not reproducing itself. And, of course, then what is going to happen? I mean, we used to have families, 3, 4, 5 children. There were lots of people then working to take care of the elderly. But, of course, as time goes by and we have more and more people suddenly in the process of retiring, why, of course, and certainly fewer people, as we started out pointing out, right now we have 56 million people retired and getting Social Security. We have 130 million people working. We have 79 million people who are in the process of retiring, 75 to 79 million people retiring. So basically, very soon we'll have 130 million people retired. We'll have 130 people working. How long do you think the people are going to continue working so somebody else can retire and live a comfortable life? And, of course, they're going to have to put up 50 to 75% of their salary just to simply buy the health care insurance and the pension for the person who's retired. And at that point, people are going to say, why shouldn't I? Maybe I ought to go on disability. I can get food stamps. And pretty soon, the whole structure of society breaks down. And, ladies and gentlemen, we're not very far from that today. Between man's plan and time and God's plan and eternity, there's an infinite quality of difference. God has a wonderful plan for society, and he told us to be fertile and multiply. And, of course, the other people are saying, oh, there are too many people in the world. We're just going to have to kill them off. And, of course, there are going to be terrible, terrible complications. They have a population control program here in America today, and they're killing our children. They're poisoning our children. They know that fluoride is a deadly poison. They know that aspartame is a deadly poison. They know that bisphenol in the plastics is a deadly poison. Certainly it poisons fertility. It feminizes the men so they can't reproduce. And this is why, of course, certainly so many of our men today have sexual dysfunction, and why the sperm count has dropped 50% because all the chemicals that were coming in contact with. They outlawed DDT, which was incredibly safe, and they replaced it, of course, with all sorts of very toxic chemicals. They know what they're doing. They are poisoning the American people. They're poisoning with soy. They're poisoning with our recombinant bovine growth hormone in our milk, knowing full well this doubles and triples the incidence of both breast and prostate cancer, which is why one in every two men today and one in every three women is going to have a cancer sometime during their life. Never happened before. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. Well, let's go to George, who's calling us from Cincinnati. Hi, George. You have a question or comment?
Dr. Stan, it's good to hear you again. It's been a long time. Even though we've been blessed by listening to you almost every night, my wife and I, my family.
Right.
And, yeah, I can tell you, you have a lot of listeners here in this area of the greatest Cincinnati.
Well, it's so good to know that, you know. If people don't call in, we don't know whether they're listening or not, but I appreciate knowing that they are listening. Do you have a question or comment?
A comment about the rapture. I'm the kind of believer, one of all those old Pentecostals who believe in the rapture, that the church will be taken away. I not only because Jesus said in the chapter 14 of John, I will come again and take you unto myself.
Well, I don't, George, I don't think there is any question there's going to be a rapture and the Lord is coming again. The question is there going to be a pre-tribulation rapture? Is there going to be a mid-tribulation rapture? Is there going to be a post-tribulation rapture? I don't think anybody's certainly arguing the rapture concept, yeah. But they're arguing whether it's going to be pre, mid, or post-tribulation. That would be where the issue is, and I don't want to get into that because some of my best friends are pre-tribulation rapture. And some of my best friends are post-tribulation rapture. And so it really, we will not know until it happens, and so it's going to be exciting to see this unfold. But go ahead, George.
Well, in the book of in 2 Kings, I find a very interesting thing when the prophet Elisha, to me, a type of the church, is taken away. And the Bible says that he was taken away up into heaven before two beasts appear and destroy 42 young men. Which, to me, those the Bible speaks about two beasts coming. And 42, if you multiply 42, it's 3.5 years, 42 months. And make 3.5 years, I mean. The 3.5 years, which is, to me, represent the great tribulation. What about, I believe the church is going to go, and it's already going through some tribulation. Look what is happening in Egypt, in China, in parts of Latin America and Africa. The church is already going through some tribulation.
Right.
The Lord prophesied that. But I don't believe the church is going to go through the wrath of God, God's wrath, because Paul says that Jesus delivered us from the wrath of God.
Well, it depends on what the wrath of God is. I think that he's going to bring his wrath on this country, because certainly if he doesn't, then he's not a just God. This country needs to be punished, but we won't know until it happens. Certainly, you may be entirely right. It may be a pre-tribulation rapture. But other people deny that, and I think all we really arguing theology is certainly not certainly something I want to get into. I'm not an expert on it. And furthermore, I know some of my people that I know spent their whole life studying the scriptures are totally convinced it's pre-tribulation. And others are convinced it's post-tribulation. And I'm not going to say either one is right or wrong, and so I appreciate your thoughts on that. Anything else you'd like to say before we'll put you down? We'll put you in the pre-tribulation rapture column, but we will not decide that tonight. Anything else you'd like to say?
Yes, let's not forget there is a tribulation, a great tribulation.
Okay.
I believe the church is going through tribulation, but not the great tribulation. In Luke chapter 21.
Well, I really don't want to spend, we could spend a whole hour arguing of theology.
No.
But basically that, go ahead.
It's good to consider what the Lord Jesus himself said. Pray at the end of Luke chapter 21, which is connected to Matthew 24 and Mark 13 and Revelation. At the end of the chapter 21 of Luke, Jesus said, pray that you will be worthy of escaping the things that shall come upon the earth.
Amen to that. Thank you so much, George. And I hope that you're right, and I hope there is a pre-tribulation rapture. But I think that God is going to bring his wrath on this country. And what happens, of course, if the rapture comes 30 years after America's been destroyed, and all the Christians are sitting around saying, well, why didn't he come and get us ahead of time? We'll find out when it happens. God bless. Thank you. Let's go to Chris calling from Kentucky. Chris, do you have a question or comment?
I have a comment and
okay.
A question.
Okay, fine.
I recently watched a movie called, or a documentary called Road to Rome. And you were in there a few times making some comments. And, you know, this goes along on people's thoughts and of what they think or what's going to happen in end times. And wanted to think or see what you thought of the film.
I'm not quite sure what I was doing. I don't know the film Road to Rome. Maybe somebody else had certainly had done interviews with me and put it in there, but I really don't. I've never seen the film in its entirety. Is it up available on the internet?
Yeah, it is. It's,
well, I'll have to look at it, and I will look at it, and I'll tell you next time we talk, okay?
All right.
Okay.
You can find it at, I believe, Amazing Discoveries.
Amazing Discoveries, The Road to Rome. Well, I could ask my producer to take a look at it and see if maybe he can give me a little more information, but I really don't know it. I have had lots of people come and interview me, and certainly I've told them what I believe, but if they may have made the film and just never sent me a copy of it.
Oh, okay.
I feel a little foolish to know I'm featured in a film I don't know anything about, but The Road to Rome
You're probably in there for probably 10 or 15 minutes.
Boy, I bet it. Well, did I have anything worthwhile saying?
I'm just curious. It's a hot topic, and it deals with the Catholic Church and the belief of the Antichrist.
All right, fine. Well, I'm going to look it up, and thank you so very much.
All right, you have a good night.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Let's go to Chris, who's calling from Kentucky. And once again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Chris. How are you doing? Chris, are you there? I'm sorry. No, this is Tim from Illinois.
Yes,
go ahead,
sir.
Tim.
I'm sorry, Dr. Stan.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
Yes, Dr. Stan, on freedom of speech here. Today, Julian Assange, the man who founded WikiLeaks here.
Right.
He's being attacked internationally, almost right. Like Jesus. Now, the country of Sweden wants to extradite him on child molesting charges. And Britain's ready to let him go. But here you have Sweden where you could buy child pornography on the street. And they're going to try and drum up these phony charges on this man, Julian Assange. He brought his information how Hillary Clinton spying on foreign dignitaries. And also how our troops are Apache helicopters are murdering innocent people walking down the street there in the Middle East. So I'm just, mortified how the world, these countries attacking one man.
And I share your concern, Tim. I think that Julian, I don't know him personally, but I've seen interviews with him. I think the information he's putting out is valid. And you have to understand that the powers that be, the power elite, do not want the public to understand what's really going on. And, of course, they're going to attack and vilify anybody, of course, who gets the truth out. They cannot allow the American people to understand what's going on. In fact, I really don't know why the Lord's allowed me to have a voice and to reach as many people as we do with the truth. And certainly, I believe he's protecting Alex Jones and certainly John Loeffler and Joyce Riley. And for some reason or other, he's given us the ability to have a voice. We certainly don't have the influence or the voice that Julian has, but we at least are a voice, and certainly I share your concern about the way that this man is being treated, but you must understand that these wicked people who control our country and the world hate truth. They hate God. They hate everything that is righteous and noble, and they would see, I believe, many of them are sexual deviants themselves, but go right ahead.
Well, another quick thing here on CIA mind control research, Operation Big City, taking place in New York City, and involved the use of a 1953 Mercury automobile with an extended tailpipe that was designed to exhaust an LSD gas into city traffic. Now, Dr. Harris Isbell administered increasing daily doses of LSD to black prisoners at the Addiction Research Center in Lexington, Kentucky. And some were dosed for 77 days straight, Dr. Stan.
I can certainly believe that. Are you go right ahead. What was the point you wanted to make?
Well, I mean, if this took place 30, 40 years ago, probably, what is going on today? I mean,
the terrible, terrible thing is they're poisoning our population. They're destroying the minds intentionally of our children. Why do you think our children, when they graduate from high school, can't compete with the children in competitive tests from Latvia and Lithuania? And we've got some excellent DVDs put out by our friend Bob Fletcher on mind control. Yes, they're doing terrible things, and they have used LSD on entire communities. In fact, we carry a book called A Fatal Mistake. It's the story of this little French community where they put LSD into the water there, and of course, so many of the people went mad and committed suicide. But then they had, of course, come up with the idea: oh, it was the ergot. The ergot poison got into the wheat. That's why it happened. And there was a fellow from the CIA, worked for, I guess, military intelligence, worked with the CIA, and he was going to come forward and tell the truth. So they threw him out of the window of a building and killed him. And this was back in the 50s. It was a very, very famous case. Everybody said he had LSD and he just fell out the window by mistake because he was under the influence of LSD. No, they murdered him, as they murder people indiscriminately. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Tim, we're dealing with evil and wicked people. And there is an element within our CIA that thinks nothing at all of killing people. We have a four-tape set. It's called Deadly Assassins, where we actually interview two CIA assassins. One has disappeared. The other we just interviewed again. And, of course, we interview the man who tracked down the man who was paid to kill General Patton. They really do this sort of thing. They kill key people in government who are getting in the way. We'll be back in just a moment here. If you have another question or comment, Tim, we'll be glad to talk to you when we're during the break. Tim, do you have anything else you'd like to say?
Just one other cry to be a hog on AIDS. December 29th.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com.
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Far more than that. They're lying about everything, where it came from, and they're lying about the incidence of the disease. We do know, because I study this very carefully, that in Botswana today, 46 or 48% of all the pregnant women, because they test every pregnant woman in Botswana. We can't afford to do it in America, but they can do it in Botswana. 46 to 48% of all the pregnant women are HIV infected. That is either the greatest public health tragedy of all time, or the most successful genocidal policy of all time. Anything else, Tim, before we let you go?
Well, Dr. Strecker, the world's leading investigative authority in the man-made origins of AIDS, claims the disease was developed in labs in New Orleans and around other places in Louisiana.
He may very well be right. I've talked to Dr. Strecker, and I have the greatest respect for him, and he paid a terrible price. In something like this, you don't want to be right, because they will destroy you as they did him. Hey, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks so much, Tim. If
you
want, maybe next time, call in earlier. I'd love to talk to you about AIDS, because that's something I do know something a little bit about. Okay. Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's time. This is the time when I have to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener support, and we certainly could use your help financially. We have had some. We had a big drop off in our sales last month. I know everybody's hurting financially. So if you're in a position to help us, why, we'd love to hear from you. And certainly our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, why, we hope you will. But if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and be part of our team and help us maintain the 65 outlets we have all across the country, and we're getting contacted all the time by good stations that would like to have us come on, but we have to, of course, negotiate for the fees, because we have to pay for most of the radio stations we're on. If you're in a position to help us, believe me, this can have an impact. We can get people thinking and get them to questioning what's going on. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our number is 1-800-544-8927, or our webpage is radioliberty.com. You can go there. You can watch our DVDs free. You can listen to our programs 24 hours a day there on your iPod, or certainly on your regular telephones, or certainly on the archive programs, the live programs. You can listen to some much of what we have. It's all there at radioliberty.com. We have a list of our newsletters you can read for nothing. We have a section on other videos on the web, the YouTubes and the other things that I've seen that I think are important, and you can just scroll down on that page. See all sorts of significant things, including the President of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama, talking about his Muslim faith. And, of course, when somebody pointed out, he raised the point. He was how grateful he was, or happy he was, that John McCain had not brought up his Muslim faith. And the man who was interviewing him said, "You mean your Christian faith?" And Obama, without missing a beat, oh, yes, my Christian faith. Well, of course, why would John McCain bring up his Christian faith? No, he's a Muslim. He's always been a Muslim. It's all a lie. But remember, he was put in power with $600 million that came from the establishment, who wanted him there for a purpose. He's playing a game. It's all political theater. The one thing they fear is the American people will learn what's going on before it's too late. There is a conspiracy against God. It certainly is well coordinated. In the back of our dollar bill, it says, "In God we trust." But don't you dare allow any child in school to mention God or prayer or the Ten Commandments, because we're told that's unconstitutional. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And we'll be back here in just a moment for the next hour. Fascinating program we have coming up.
Let us all be grateful.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Stephen Frank, and Stephen, of course, writes a fascinating newsletter several times a day, actually. It's on his list, why you get several communications a day, going into what's happening here in California politics. But you have to understand what's happening in California influences what's happening all across America, all across the world. I was sitting before Arnold Schwarzenegger became the governor of the state of California. California was the sixth largest economy in the world. I mean, you had certainly China, you had basically Japan was number two in those days, Germany was number three, I think China was number four, and of course, I think maybe France or England was number five, and the state of California was number six. Well, we're now eighth largest economy in the world, but we're still a significant player. Although, certainly, I believe we're going to be losing our influence because, of course, California is getting more and more into financial problems. Industry is moving out of California. They've effectively destroyed agriculture in the Central Valley of California. And although we have some pretty good agriculture along the coast here, they've destroyed our lumber industry. We do have, fortunately, Silicon Valley. But even that, of course, we find major corporations moving out of Silicon Valley to Texas or other parts of the country that certainly welcome industries that are productive. And here in California, we punish anybody who's productive. Stephen Frank, you bring us up to date with what's happening in California, because California is a microcosm of what's happening in America. Stephen Frank, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
You go right ahead. Just tell us your impression of what's going on in California.
Well, you went through a litany of jobs that are being lost and industries that are being lost. I'm going to add a new one to you. I did not know this until this morning, but California also has an oyster industry where we farm oysters. And thanks to the federal government water policies, all the oyster farms are going to be closed down because they're not going to have water for the oysters. So you could add that to your list of government regulations killing an industry and throwing a few thousand people out of work.
Now, basically, are these freshwater oysters or are these saltwater oysters?
I honestly don't know. I think they must be freshwater because the water that's coming out of Oregon and into the Delta is the water that they're using for this, and that's fresh water as opposed to ocean. And they're farming them just as trout and catfish and other fishes are farmed. People in this state have oyster farms, and without the water, they are unable to continue farming them. And so the federal government sued the farmers. A Supreme Court decision occurred on Monday, taking the water, U.S. Supreme Court, taking the water away from the oyster farmers of California, thanks to the federal government.
Well, I think that people have to understand the real purpose of the people working behind the scenes is to destroy the industrial base of our nation, and by so doing, to destroy our nation. When you understand that, it all makes sense. I mean, they've closed down about half of our automotive industry. Certainly China now produces more cars than we do. They've certainly destroyed our steel industry. They've destroyed our textile industry. They've destroyed certainly our electronic industry. They've destroyed our fishing industry. They've destroyed our lumbering industry. They've destroyed our mining industry. They are intent upon, and now the oyster industry? Go right ahead.
Yes, now the oyster industry. And don't forget, the federal government, with the help of GE, helped kill the light bulb industry in this country as well. And now all the light bulbs, after the first of the year, are going to be made in China.
Right.
So add that to your litany of industries killed by government action. We're in a time period where the federal government is truly the enemy of business and families. And for whatever reason, people who are radical environmentalists or just radicals are using excuses to close down American businesses.
But you see, this is all part of Agenda 21. I'm sure you're well acquainted with, this. The whole idea is they want to destroy the industrial base of our country because they want to lower our living standards, impoverish our people. And they know exactly what they're doing, and they just want the American people to know what they're doing.
No, they know what they're doing. They understand the consequences. There are no unintended consequences here. What they are the consequences they didn't tell us about that they wanted. It's kind of like union takeovers of this government. People in the Bay Area are never sure when they wake up in the morning whether or not they're going to have a BART system working to take them to work, because the unions may have a wildcat strike. They may decide they don't like the color of the toilet paper and strike for a day just to get different colored toilet paper. Unions are out there just to show their power and helps them when it comes time to negotiate contracts for wages. And they get more than they deserve. And so we have all of this going on. At the same time, Obama and Jerry Brown want to create a choo-choo train here in California that they now admit is going to cost $100 billion to build. As you know, on your show, periodically over the months, I have said the actual cost is $200 billion, and I still believe that will be $200 billion to build. And, of course, they started with $40 billion as the cost, and now they're up to $100 billion. And instead of taking 9 years to build, they now say it's going to take 22 years to build. It's not going to get built. People don't want it. We can't afford it. And if you truly want to close down the state of California, start building it, because the federal government's not going to finance it. The investors have refused to finance it. It will be up to the general public of California through the general revenue to pay $100 billion, or actually $200 billion, just to build the system, which, by the way, was going to be a $55 charge from L.A. to San Francisco. Last year, when it was still $40 billion, the cost of one way was $95. Now we have to figure that's going to be at least $200.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Steve Frank. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Instead of Steve is simply talking about the whole idea of rapid transit, the bullet train in California, it's going to start out going from Borden to Cochrane. And some people say, where is Cochrane? And I say, well, where is Borden? But that's all right. Basically, it's going to cost, according to Steve, about $200 billion. And right now, they will admit, of course, it's going to cost you $200 to go from Los Angeles. Is that Los Angeles to San Francisco or Los Angeles to Sacramento?
No, Los Angeles to San Francisco. The train is never going to Sacramento.
Okay.
Never.
Well, then why is it going from Borden to Cochrane?
Well, actually, as of yesterday, they changed that. It's now going to go from Bakersfield to Fresno. Now, here's the problem. The train goes 220 miles an hour. It's only 125 miles from Bakersfield to Fresno. So what happens is, as the train picks up speed, by the time they hit 220 miles an hour, they have to slow down so they don't miss Fresno. But in between Fresno and Bakersfield, there'll be one or two stops in between. In other words, it's not going to be an express train. It will be a local, a very local. And I would guess, in my little Prius, I could probably beat the train from Bakersfield to Fresno.
Well, of course, I think people have to understand why this is so important. And it's important because they want to get us out of our cars. They want to get us on mass transportation and make it impossible for people to have cars. They're going to drive up the cost of Sydney of automobile, and they want to get people into sustainable communities in little tiny apartments where they can watch us with their cameras all the time, those who are allowed to live. They really do have an entirely different vision of what America should be, and they're going to have multi-story buildings, and we'll be at the top stories, and then we'll be working on the first floor, and we'll do our shopping on the ground floor. It's all laid out. They call them sustainable communities, and of course the bullet train is an important part of that. So you will not use a car, you can travel on the bullet train. But certainly it may very well work very well in Japan, where they have high density populations, but it's not going to work in California. But they're not going to accept no for an answer, even if it means they have to bankrupt our state. Our state is so far in the red right now. And to take on the additional expense of a bullet train, but you go right ahead, Steve.
Well, California, the first 90 days of this fiscal year, is $17.6 billion in deficit. Teachers' retirement is insolvent, and the only way they continue to give out checks is that the state government added $644 million to CalSTRS from the general revenue just to keep that going. This state has a total debt of approximately, according to Bloomberg, $612 billion. That is money that's unsustainable. And by the way, at the same time we're growing the debt and growing the deficit, the revenues of the state continue to go down at the same time. So we're not going to be able to pay for it. Sometime in December, the governor of the state, Jerry Brown, is going to be forced to use the trigger in the previous budget and cut $4 billion, $1.5 billion K through 12, $500 million from the UC system, and I think it's $100 or $200 million from the state colleges and the community colleges. We're going to see a lot of damage done to the education system in the state because they don't set priorities. And on top of all that, you then have these people in Obamavilles calling themselves occupiers, who are terrorists. I don't know if you heard the news tonight, but these terrorists in Oakland smashed windows of banks. That's not what the Tea Party did or people who are responsible do. They smashed windows of donut shops and restaurants. They caused a riot in parts of Oakland, and they say they're doing it to save the country. And the Oakland police are not allowed to arrest them. They haven't arrested many of these kids, and they're openly selling drugs on the streets of Oakland now, and the cops aren't doing anything about that. This is what California has turned into. We are a third world state.
Well, the one thing I can tell you for sure, and that is it's going to get worse. Because, of course, there is no effort to try to address the real problem, which is excessive government. Instead of limiting the government so people can be free, well, they're increasing the expenses. And basically, as you have said, the average government employee makes $5,000 a year, $125,000. The average worker gets about $62,000 or $63,000 a year. Why do the government employees get twice as much? Why do our public servants get twice as much as the people who are supposedly they're working for?
Well, because they have unions that bought the politicians, who then negotiate with the people who bought them and give them sweetheart deals on pensions, benefits, and salary. And so,
how long can you continue doing this? How long can you continue spending money you don't have? Certainly the federal government today is spending 43 cents out of every dollar they spend. 42 or 43 cents of every dollar is borrowed. And we are living on borrowed money in California as well, aren't we?
No, absolutely we're living on borrowed money. If you remember a few minutes ago, I mentioned that the state of California has a $17.6 billion deficit. How did we cover the deficit? Well, according to state controller, Democrat, John Chang, $5.4 million was borrowed. So we're paying interest on that money, plus the other $12 million was stolen from trust funds, and I put the keyword trust. We have trust funds that were stolen, $12 billion. That means recycling, road projects, everything else won't have the money that they expected because it went to cover the deficit. And did the legislature vote to do that? No. Did the people of California vote to do that? No. What occurred was some bureaucrats and some Democrats decided to steal money, just like Arnold Schwarzenegger did. We now have a recycling fund when you put in all those bottles and cans to recycling center and think you're helping the environment. You're not. That all that money is now going to the deficit. You're helping to take care of the deficit by recycling, not helping the environment. So we're in a situation where we're not, you know, very few media reports that. The only way I know about that, because it wasn't put in a newspaper story, I read the original press release on the state controller's website that gave the details. And so then nobody's printing this stuff. It is being sent out, but the media, for whatever reason, has made a determination not to let the people of California know that we borrowed $5.4 billion and we stole $12 billion more from trust funds.
But this is what, just a three-month period?
Yes, just from July 1st to September 30th.
All right, fine, July. So that would be July, August, September. It would be 3 months. So basically, of course, that's a massive amount of money for the state, and it's going to continue. Now, apparently, there are going to be automatic cuts. When do those come? Of the end of the year, first of next year?
Well, they're supposed to be done. As the trigger is supposed to be pulled by December 31st, effective January 1st. And I know that there are numerous school districts, I've seen the stories, numerous school districts in the state who are already cutting back ahead of the potential cuts that are coming their way. And so they're getting ahead of the curve, except for the city, the school district in San Diego, which is increasing pay of teachers, increasing spending, and they were going to close schools to save money, and within the last week they decided not to close the schools. San Diego schools, after the first of the year, will go bankrupt. There's no money to pay the bills after the first of the year, and I'm not sure what they're smoking down there to think they can get away with this.
Well, now I've heard that Stockton is on the verge of bankruptcy. Is there any truth to that?
Well, the city of Stockton is.
Right.
Yes. And that's partially because, well, greatly because of sweetheart union deals and the pension system where the city can no longer keep up with the contributions demanded to pay their share of CalPERS. And what's happening there is they're planning to cut maybe upwards of a third of their police force and cutting all sorts of other government workers in the city, just to keep the doors open. And, of course, as you fire the cops and the criminals know this, you can see what is happening in Oakland. Oakland's fired over, in the last year, has fired over 100 or refused to replace over 100 cops who have retired. And so they have over 100 less cops today than they had a year ago. And so the criminals know that. And while all the cops are downtown monitoring the Oakland terrorists in Obamaville, the criminals can go elsewhere in Oakland knowing that there are no cops around, which is happening all over the country, where criminals know the cops are in short supply, except around the Obamaville, where the occupiers live. And so they're making a big deal of this, and the criminals are able to do their thing without worrying of the cops showing up for several minutes.
Well, I think that we're beginning to see the implosion of our society. We've been anticipating this for a long period of time. If you have a question, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Go right ahead, Steve.
Well,
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Bankrupt. There's a woman columnist, Sydney's financier. She's a very bright lady. Her name is Meredith Whitney, and Meredith Whitney has said that a large number of our municipal governments and state governments are going bankrupt. Now, legally, they can't do it, but when your outgo exceeds your income, you can't pay your bills, why you do go bankrupt even if it's against the law? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. For all intents and purposes, California is bankrupt. And basically, of course, it's having to steal from one trust fund to put money into the pension funds so they can pay their pensions, but they're not going to be able to continue doing it. And how soon before the whole thing implodes, Steve?
Well, I would, the pension systems will be gone in 10 years. One way or the other, they're dead. We already know that CalSTRS is insolvent. CalPERS is quickly on the way to insolvency. So I would, certainly no more in 10 years that will happen. But the problem is on the way there, the cities are going to implode. At this moment, the cities of San Francisco and Los Angeles are both paying approximately 23% of their general revenues to pay for the pension contributions. That means money that's meant for parks, roads, libraries, the services of a city, cops, firefighters, all have to be cut back just to pay for the pension system. So what we're going to see is a race, and not a pretty one, between the pension plans collapsing and the cities and counties collapsing, as which ones will collapse first. So that's what we're going to be seeing. And it's not going to be much more time, 2-3 years, we're going to start seeing a mass of cities that are collapsing and several counties that are collapsing. That and the people can no longer afford the taxes that the Democrats want to pay, because they're us to pay, because they're unwilling to act responsibly and cut spending, and further to look at ways of, for instance, the parks. Why not sell them to private nonprofits and let those groups run the parks? There's no reason that government has to own a park. It could be done by a public firm, a for-profit firm that runs the park. It would be cheaper for a for-profit firm to do it than the cost to the taxpayers. And the state of California is going to close 70 parks around the state because Arnold and now Jerry Brown are refusing to allow nonprofits to run the park. And so the people are going to lose the parks because the Democrats do not believe that anyone but government should run our lives. And that's going to be a major issue. You're right. We are on the verge of economic collapse. The Greece situation could quicken the pace because it affects our banks. Quite frankly, the rules and regulations of the Obama administration are assuring a financial and economic collapse in this country. And the states aren't helping because many of the states that are run by the Democrats have these massive debts. And even though Republicans may be governor now in some of those states, they're just not sustainable. And there's no way to cut enough, fast enough, and tax enough, and Republicans won't tax to get out of this mess, because that's only hurting the families and jobs. So we're in a quandary. What are your suggestions as ways to get out of this?
Well, I don't think there is a way out. This is the problem. I think that down the road they're going to have to simply refuse to pay the pensions. There's not going to be any money to pay them with. You can't, because the states cannot print their own money. And of course, in the past, well, they could always depend upon the federal government of providing them loans or certainly extent, providing credit for them. And so many of the states have been living off of grants from the federal government. The problem is the federal government is running out of money, and basically 46 cents, 43 cents of every dollar the federal government spends has to be borrowed. Where's the money coming from? Well, a lot of it they're printing. But, of course, this is, of course, eventually going to lead to disastrous inflation. Inflation is the cruelest tax of all. You don't understand what's happening until one day you wake up to find your money is worthless and our people are living in abject poverty. It's happened over and over again throughout history. It's happening in America today.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful. Bless.
outside is. Don't be late.
No.
White with gold. God bless America. My home.
Right, Pop? Right, son.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Stephen Frank. We're talking about what's happening in California. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California, that's 464-8295. Now, before we go on, Stephen, I want you to tell our listeners how they can subscribe to your newsletter, and it's entirely free. Is it still entirely free?
Oh, of course, it's entirely free.
Okay, fine.
And I only charge you time to read it. Just read it and pass it on to your friends, but it is entirely free. They can go to capoliticalnews.com, capoliticalnews.com. And on the right side of the home page, there's a place to subscribe. Just put in your email address, click on subscribe, and starting the next day around 5:30 in the morning, 7 days a week, at a minimum, you will be receiving the news of the day that the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about, and you'll receive a spin, a translation of what the stories mean, so that the language of the stories are not just press releases or statements from the establishment, but in language that we can all understand as to what they're doing to us and for us.
Well, I think that people must understand that what we're seeing with the Occupy Wall Street movement is not transient. This is going to be with us for a good long while. This is simply a rehash of what happened during the Vietnam War. And what most people didn't understand was who was really behind that. Basically, of course, we were told it was the communists, and there were communists involved. Or we were told it was the socialists, and there were socialists involved. But, of course, what very, very few people understood is that we have a massive metaphysical movement in America with literally millions of people who are suddenly in contact with the other dimension through spiritual meditation and all sorts of tricks and techniques. And this is really the major driving force behind the anti-Vietnam War movement that went on for, it didn't even end with the end of the Vietnam War and continued until about 1980-81 when, of course, they thought they would bring their world ruler, Maitreya, to the country, and it fell flat on its face. Well, they're now 30 years later. They're working with the same people, or their children are working. And if you go to their websites, I'm talking about the Lucis Trust, Barbara Marx Hubbard, certainly David Spangler. There are all sorts of people, certainly, who are part and parcel of this massive metaphysical movement, which is funded by some of the great fortunes of our society. And they're the ones who are coordinating this so-called leaderless movement that, of course, is occurring spontaneously, and the people are all very carefully trained for this leaderless movement that is occurring spontaneously. And, of course, I believe the tempo of violence is going to increase, not only in Oakland, but all throughout the world. They're having demonstrations in literally every major community. And, of course, some people from the Tea Party are there. Other people simply are just very, very unhappy about the way things are going. And here's an opportunity to express yourself. But they do not understand this whole thing is being manipulated. And, of course, the ultimate goal is the destruction of the structure of our society. And until people understand there are other forces out here, truly spiritual forces at work, they're powerful, they're well-financed, and, of course, it's not going away, at least not for a good long while. So, Stephen, certainly have you given any thought or cost to this, so we can talk about the irresponsible actions of the people there in Oakland, but this is all very carefully measured and planned to gradually build up the tempo of violence, at least in my estimation. And if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We're told that President Obama supports this movement, and they're right. We're charged that George Soros supports this movement, and you're right. We're told that the communists and the socialists and the Marxists and the labor activists are involved, and you're absolutely right. But who is really organizing this? And they're powerful, in my estimation. Powerful spiritual forces at work. Supernatural forces, which most people have no idea about. And yet, of course, they're one of the dominant forces in our society and in the political activities of the people working behind the scenes today. Steve Frank, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Steve, what are your thoughts on the so-called Occupy Wall Street or the 99% movement?
Well, first of all, the person who originally organized this and got this started nationwide was Van Jones, who bragged about doing this, and he did it. Second, I prefer to call them Obamaville. In the 1930s, people created Hoovervilles for the purpose of protesting government inaction and government duplicity and their lack of trust and respect for the federal government and all governments. In the same way, these people are doing the same thing. They don't respect government. They believe there's duplicity in government and that there's a corporate industrial complex that works with government against the people. And just the same attitudes as from the 1930s Hooverville, and so I've updated it and call it Obamaville. That's the first part. Second, most importantly, these folks are hypocrites. They believe capitalism is bad. They believe corporations are bad, that we need a new world order. But are you aware that money is donated to these folks through an agency set up by George Soros, is tax exempt? And so these people who are donating $10,000 and $20,000 are getting a tax write-off for their donations for these type of actions, which is a real shock to folks. Then you note that the these folks don't like the banks getting bailouts, don't want financial institutions getting bailouts, don't want the corporations getting bailouts, yet they demand that their student loans that they voluntarily asked for, signed for, and used, that they be bailed out and not have to pay for their student loans. They want all student loans forgiven. And by the way, I don't know if you pay a mortgage on your home, but these people are fighting for you as well because they want all mortgages canceled, which, of course, would mean the moment that occurred, if it were to occur, the moment that occurs, all the banks would fail because they are counting on the money being repaid to pay off their depositors and to create more loans. So if you stop the loan, if you stop the mortgages, mortgage money coming in, you wind up having no money to put mortgage money out. And why would you put mortgage money out if government can, after you give the money, say, no, your mortgagee doesn't have to pay again? So these folks are just hypocrites and are either so smart that they know that their demands, if met, would kill the economy and close down America, just close it down almost overnight, or they're too stupid to know what they're asking for, and that marijuana party that's on every night at these places, and the cops don't stop the dealers from selling the drugs to the kids at the Obamavilles. The drugs have gotten to their heads and their brains, and they're brain fried. They're brain dead. They're jealous. They're greedy. And they're irresponsible, and they want everything for free, and they don't want to work for it. And I don't blame them. They spent $100,000 of your money to get a student loan so they can have a degree in ethnic studies or a degree in women's studies or sexual orientation studies. I mean, who needs that? You know, maybe they get a job at a strip joint or an adult bookshop, or maybe they can travel around foreign countries, but they don't have any usable skills, and they decided that for themselves, and now they're complaining to the American public, we don't have any money, we can't pay our debts, we don't have jobs, and we're not smart enough to create our own business, so you got to give us stuff. We have raised a generation of kids who expect everything done for them, and they do nothing for the reward.
But we have raised them. We've taught them this in their schools. We've taught them this is democracy, and all they have to do is organize, and they get whatever they want to. And all they have to do is demonstrate. We've not taught them individual responsibility. We've not taught them morality. We've not taught them, of course, the harm of drugs. They are the victims of an American education today, and this is the end result of what they've done by taking God and prayer and morality and right and wrong out of our schools. What would you expect, you know, 50 years after they took God out of our schools?
Well, for how many years have they been taught that government and corporations have killed the environment? And if we don't stop government and corporations from allowing cars to be built and driven, that we don't allow, that if we don't stop manufacturing firms from polluting our air, that if we don't force people to live near where they work, and bicycles are and skateboards are the way to get to work, you teach them that, then you teach them that America is a hate-filled country that colonizes the rest of the world, and we bomb at leisure for the heck of it, they know America is bad. So why wouldn't you expect this from them? Then they find out from their teachers that if you get pregnant, you don't have to tell your parents, and I could take you to an abortion clinic called Planned Parenthood, and we can get rid of that inconvenience, which is a baby, and no one has to know about it. And then when the kids have emotional problems and physical problems, the parents are left to hold the bag and not know what caused it in the first place. An irresponsible adult who allowed the kids to be raped and then taken to a Planned Parenthood to get rid of the evidence. So we're in that type of a situation. The kids learn peer counseling. They learn how to stop bullying. They take classes on how not to smoke, how not to use drugs. They laugh at all of that. They don't get an education. And so what do we expect? We have kids with degrees that have no useful information in the real world to use to live and perchance flourish. Instead, they need government to take care of them because they got an education, but they didn't get to learn anything.
But this happened in America. It happened because there's been an organized effort to dumb down our children, to take any sense of morality or right and wrong. And of course, there is justification for being critical of the wars that we fight. And certainly, I mean, if you can tell me why today we have almost 550,000 people were paying over in Afghanistan. That's 300,000 Afghan troops. Sydney, 100,000 contractors, 46,000 NATO troops. We pay most of their salaries. And 95,000 American troops. Now, there's only 50 members of Al-Qaeda. Why would we have to have almost 550,000 people to fight 50 members of Al-Qaeda over there and Sydney? The Taliban never threatened America. The Taliban never attacked America. In fact, the Al-Qaeda who attacked America all came from Saudi Arabia. 15 of the 19 were Saudi Arabians. Why didn't we attack Saudi Arabia instead of Afghanistan? I think that there are an awful lot of kids who recognize the hypocrisy and what's going on. They don't understand it. But, of course, they're disillusioned, and many of them are looking and saying, I'm not going to be able to get a good job. I can't find a job. I'm having to move in with my parents. I've got a massive college debt. Yes, they shouldn't have ever taken out the debt, but they have it. And they're disillusioned. They do not understand really why America is unique and novel and worthwhile saving, because they don't understand America, because they have been deprived of knowledge of the great heritage of our nation. Because they don't teach it in school anymore. Why America was once the greatest nation in the world. It is no longer a great nation, though. So suddenly I can understand why these people are there. But the only question is, what do you do now?
Well, if you remember under Obamacare, Obama made sure that insurance companies were mandated to force the insurance companies to keep kids on their parents' health insurance program till they're 26. And the reason he did that is he knows that even at 25 and into 26, they're not capable of earning a living yet. They don't, even though they have an education and a degree, they don't have the ability to earn a living, so they want to keep kids on health care as long as the parents can afford it. That's part of the problem, is that Obama understood this, and the only way we're going to stop this is to end government student loans, because as we loan money to the students, the cost of tuition goes up. And in the state of California, the tuition increases of about 32% over the last 2 years, one at the UC system. One-third of those increases went to the teachers' pension funds, not to the teachers, not to quality education, but to help pay for the out-of-control pensions that the UC system has. And the only way to fix this is to stop the system. Dead. Cold shower. Tell folks no more student loans. And if people want to go into ethnic studies, they have every right to in a free country. But don't expect the taxpayers to pay for it.
I agree with you. I think the student loans was a terrible, terrible thing. There's no precedent in our nation for the government to provide college educations for every student. Oh, well, of course, they're going to have to pay the money back, ladies and gentlemen. They can't pay the money back. There's no way, Sydney, that you're going to be able to pay back $75,000 to $100,000. Where are you going to get? You're going to be indebted for the rest of your life. Debt and the interest on that debt can certainly enslave everybody, and we've set our children up to be enslaved. I understand why they're unhappy, and I think Steve's absolutely right. We've got to stop the student loan programs. We've got to stop what's going on at universities where they're teaching our kids everything wrong about America and leaving them with a feeling of total and complete helplessness. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, Steve, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up tonight's program.
Well, these are very exciting times. 1 year from...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will